From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another attempt to deliver humanitarian aid to Syria. A clearly marked UN convoy was due to deliver aid on Thursday to besieged areas near the Syrian capital after a 48-hour suspension to review security guarantees following an attack on relief trucks near Aleppo. The United Nations suspended land deliveries after the convoy attack, which the Syrian Arab Red Crescent says killed a staff member and around 20 civilians. U.S. officials believe Russian aircraft were responsible for the strike, but Moscow has denied involvement, and the Russian Defense Ministry said on Wednesday a U.S. Predator drone was in the area when the convoy was attacked. The United Nations says it was possible that countries backing the Syria peace process would agree on Thursday to salvage a collapsed ceasefire, and that it was still working to restart peace talks within weeks. UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Izzeldin Ramzi, told reporters in Geneva that the United States and Russia had the backing of other states in the International Syria Support Group, which was to meet later on in New York for the second time this week to reinvigorate their joint truce plan.
It is clear that the co-chairs are determined to make their agreement work. That is very clear. The Security Council, also all the members who spoke there, some of them at the head of state level, gave their support to the efforts of the co-chairs and expressed their determination to help them in discharging their duties.
A relaunch of the peace plan would require all sides to swallow their anger over attacks committed since the ceasefire was supposed to take hold on September 12th. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's unity government, after months of troublesome negotiations, has signed a long-delayed draft peace agreement with the country's second-largest insurgent group, led by a fugitive warlord with a history of war crimes and rights abuses. The groundbreaking truce signed Thursday with the Hizb Islami faction comes amid hopes it might ease security challenges facing the war-torn nation and encourage other insurgent groups fighting alongside the Taliban to join the peace process. This is the first peace agreement in the 15-year Afghan war the Taliban launched after it was ousted by a U.S.-led military coalition in 2001. Hizb Islami is led by Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, a longtime guerrilla commander whose forces fought against the Soviet Union in the 1980s. Law enforcement authorities in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, are resisting calls for the release of video footage of the controversial police killing of an African-American man, but will comply with a request from his family to view the footage privately. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney.
Ultimately, as I said before, our practice has been not to release, but to allow for the party who feels they've been mistreated in any way to see that. A request has come our way to do just that, and we're going to honor that request. But there are other things that are going on, too, about, just to be quite frank with you, whether there's going to be an outside investigation. And at that point, it would halt what we're doing moving forward as far as releasing anything.
Unrest broke out in North Carolina's largest city after the fatal shooting on Tuesday of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo is about to enter an unusual political limbo as his term officially expires in December, but elections are nowhere in sight. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg. Deadly protests this week over the delay have raised fears this Central African nation might yet become another chaotic, violent political crisis.
The date, December 19th, hangs over President Joseph Kabila's head, over the nation he has ruled for 15 years, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and over Central Africa. That should be the last day of his second and final term in office, according to the DRC Constitution. But the nation's Electoral Commission says it will not be able to hold elections until late 2018. Kabila has not said publicly what he will do. International Crisis Group Central Africa Project Director Richard Moncrief says the DRC has been torn apart by civil conflict in the past.
So when we see the president trying to undo that constitution for his own narrow ends, it's fairly natural and understandable that people are very upset and angry about that.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.